What foods are healthy? The Food and Drug Administration is proposing a definition for marketing purposes. A product could call itself healthy if it has enough vitamin C or protein or fiber, and not if there's too much saturated fat or salt. Well, several food makers complain the FDA definition of healthy is too skinny, too narrow. Nicholas Florko is reporting on this for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Nicholas, help us understand the FDA proposal. Maybe give us an example or two of what would qualify as healthy under its definition.
Sure thing. Well, the FDA, as you said, did set pretty stringent restrictions on what could be considered healthy. They've had these restrictions for some time, but they're updating them for the first time since the 90s. And one of the most controversial parts of the proposal is actually pretty strict limits on sort of how much sugar could be added to food before it can no longer be considered healthy. So as an example, you know, a Chobani Greek yogurt, just a single serving cup, that would have too much sugar to actually be considered healthy. Mm. Nuts that have some sugar on them couldn't be considered healthy. You'd have to essentially have plain nuts or yogurt with less than 2 grams of added sugar.
And do these guidelines align with those elsewhere in the world?
So a number of countries actually have even stricter restrictions on sort of food labeling and nutrition labeling. I think it's important to sort of level set here. You know, the FDA isn't saying that foods that aren't healthy can't be sold. Hmm. They're essentially just saying that advertisers can't advertise them as healthy.
Okay.
And in other countries like Mexico and Israel, for example, regulators actually make food makers warn people when their foods are unhealthy. If you go into a supermarket, you'll see big warnings. You know, this food has excess sugar. This food has excess fat. We're not doing that here.
Okay. Now, as part of this regulatory process, right, everyone gets a voice to comment or complain. So as far as industry, what are, say, the pasta makers saying about this?
It's interesting. There's been a lot of very creative arguments for why food should be considered healthy. So you brought up the pasta industry. They're arguing that the products have a lot of key nutrients like iron, and they actually have research showing that pasta eaters have better diets. I should note, though, that when you look more closely, you learn that that research was actually funded by the pasta industry. And I should say they are far from the only ones. My favorite was the pickle makers, who say their products are essentially healthy by association because they're predominantly comprised of vegetables and serve as a delicious condiment to other nutrient-dense foods. Those are their words.
You're telling us there's a pickle industry lobby, yeah?
Pickle Packers International, yes, there is.
Okay. And speaking of the world healthy, what about Healthy Choice, the frozen food maker?
Yeah, this is one of the most striking ones to me, and I think it really says something about America's diet. So Healthy Choice did comment, and they basically said that if they had to follow the FDA's rules, they would alienate their customers. Essentially, a lot of their prepackaged, supposedly healthy diet-conscious foods don't fit under these guidelines that the FDA is setting.
So a lot of this goes to, you know, what foods will be allowed to call themselves healthy. So when this regulatory process is done, how is this going to change what we see? How is this going to change what's advertised?
The honest fact is it probably wouldn't change that much, which is kind of what's shocking about how strongly the food industry is pushing back. I mean, this essentially just is a rule deciding whether folks can put, you know, an emblem or some sort of word on their package that says that it's healthy. It wouldn't change the nutrition label that we currently see on the back of our foods. And like I said, it doesn't create a front of package label. It's essentially just this claim to say, yeah, this food is healthy and the FDA says so.
Okay. And so if I'm a food maker, say one of these industries, a pasta product or whatever, and put the word healthy on the box, if it doesn't pass FDA muster, it's in violation?
Yeah, they can get into legal trouble. I think that's one of the interesting things here. Most folks might not realize that the FDA does have ground rules around sort of what can be labeled as healthy. And in fact, this entire process that we're going through now is actually kickstarted in 2015 because the granola bar maker Kind was formally warned that year for selling their products and labeling them as healthy. And under the FDA's existing rules at the time, those products weren't actually considered healthy. And that caused some backlash, prompted Kind to ask the FDA to sort of reconsider. And we went down this whole years-long process to sort of figure out now what we think is healthy or not.
Now, is there a risk that the FDA's definition could be too narrow, that it could just confuse consumers who are now wondering, what about that Raisin Bran? What about this yogurt? What do I do?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly, I mean, food makers are certainly making that argument that, you know, this could be bad for consumers because it could prompt them to be confused, to potentially go after less healthy choices, even if they're sort of overwhelmed and don't know what to pick. And I think one of the most interesting things is that, you know, the food industry is even arguing that this could violate their free speech rights, that, you know, if they have a legitimate scientific base to say this food is healthy, that the FDA can't tell them they can't say that. Just because they set sort of a different standard. I mean, a lot of these companies are arguing, hey, we have data here to say our foods are healthy. Your rules are just too strict.
Okay. Okay. Well, it sounds like a legal battle ahead, healthy environment for the attorneys. Nicholas Florco is with our partners at Stat News, the health and medicine publication. Nicholas, thank you.
Thanks for having me.